these events are so earth-shattering for people, clearly his family most immediately, but also his circle of friends and the entire community, as you say. I'll be shocked and saddened to hear of his death. I mean, it's not what anybody hopes for, anybody imagines. Sadly, it's all too real and all too common, but when it's in our own parish, in our own community, it's all the more real, and it's our thoughts and prayers, as to use that phrase, are with all his family and his circle of friends.
Father Vincent, it's important in these times that everyone gathers together and can support each other during this very sad time.
Yeah, and there's absolutely no doubt they will do that. I mean, people are amazing in the wake of any death. People, I'm always amazed at communities the way they rally around families, and it's to our credit, but especially so in the tragedy and the loss of a young life, a young father, a brother, a son, an uncle, a friend to so many. I have no doubt that people will gather in large numbers to offer support. And I would say to those who are gathering to never, ever underestimate the value of that gathering and of the difference they make, and just shaking the hand and saying sorry for your troubles, giving it, throwing their arms around somebody in an embrace. All those things matter so much, and we're lucky that we have people who do that, and it's such a vital part of the grieving process and of trying to come to terms with the unimaginable.